Welcome to Cannabis Business Minds, where we bring together the brightest minds to help you build a better business. Cannabis Business Minds is presented by live-consulting.com and found on cannabisradio.com. Here are your hosts, Simone Samaluka-Radzins and Kristen Yoder.
Okay, today we've got Chris Husong on the show. Chris is the Chief of Sales and Marketing Director for Elixinol and the co-founder of MBox, a cannabis delivery service. Chris is a leader in marketing and branding. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, super happy to have you. I mean, we have been seeing you at so many events. We know that, you know, it's the Vegas show. We see you with the CBD hat. We see you at the MBox with your awesome branding and marketing at a lot of the cool shows that are happening around California. And, you know, you're clearly doing something great. You're in a lot of places at the same time. You're focused. So clearly you're doing great branding, because I see MBox. I'm like, yes, I know this. I know this brand. How did you get into the cannabis industry? And, you know, you're also working with CBD, so the hemp industry as well. Can you talk to us about your journey?
Sure. My journey is quite unremarkable. I grew up in the just a no generation, where I believed that all drugs, and I believed cannabis was a harmful material. And I just, you know, believed them when they said just a no, then I did. And I believed, you know, I only had three rules in my house with my kids, and it was listen to dad, don't do dumb stuff, and don't do drugs. And, you know, cannabis was part of that. And what changed my mind was a friend of mine who did a movie called The Science of Weed. And it was a documentary that's premise was, let's not let culture decide. Let's not let Nancy Reagan or politics decide. Let's actually look at the science of it. And while watching that, I could not logically say that cannabis was not a beneficial thing. I had to believe how beneficial it was, because I could see the evidence clearly in front of me, how much it was helping people, the CBD aspects, the THC aspect, just the entire plant itself was helping so many people, from epilepsy to cancer. And I got recruited in to help market and sell hemp at that time. So I was selling hemp and CBD to people, and really helping to educate. 90% of my job every day is educate people on the benefits of CBD and hemp and cannabis, and to help demystify it. So that's how I got in.
Very cool.
Yeah, how did you come up with the idea behind MBox? It's such a smart idea. It's so catchy. I love it.
Thank you. Well, I was working on a cannabis subscription box for the hemp industry, and that wasn't coming, you know, it wasn't feeling like it was going to work. It wasn't happening. And when I moved from one hemp company over to work with Elixinol, at that time, some friends of mine said they wanted to do a marijuana box. And so we got together over a weekend after I'd just started with Elixinol and came up with the idea of the MBox. We spent about 2 days just coming up with all the great things that we all liked, and designed it based on my childhood of loving having encyclopedias delivered to me every month.
Oh, really? I loved, I didn't know that.
Being able to get the World Book delivered, and, you know, back in the days when everybody used to have those before Google, I enjoyed reading those and seeing those. So the MBox was designed around that feeling and that idea, because the MBox itself, if you've seen them, right, they look just like an encyclopedia that you could put right up on your shelf.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I would have never thought of that.
Yeah. And well, and they're super cool because each month it's very well designed to have a different theme. And I mean, so for those that are listening, can you explain a little bit more about just the whole design aspect, the branding, and that storytelling?
Sure. So the branding, I'll start with the end first. The branding came as we had a really smart designer named Martha Martin. And she met with me and my partners, and we had some kind of opposing ideas of what we thought the MBox should look like. I was very speakeasy and cigar lounge, and my partner was very Apple and you know, clean and minimalistic. And after meeting with her, she helped us come up with and designed the logo for the MBox. The MBox is very meaningful from its design, the owl that we use, is a messenger that's supposed to deliver a perfect moment to somebody every month.
Oh.
In most indigenous societies, an owl is seen as that messenger delivering wisdom. So that's where the owl came from initially. And then into more study, we found that the owl is also translates in hieroglyphics to the letter M. And since we deliver marijuana, music, munchies, and merchandise every month, it seemed like a perfect fit.
I love it.
Wow, that's awesome story.
I feel that so many people don't realize all the thoughts that go behind a product. One thing that we notice in business, though, a lot is that an owner and or an idea generator has this great idea and the market doesn't receive it well, or they don't buy it, or it's a too big of a price point, or it's something that just, I don't know, the idea, the thesis just doesn't match the user experience or the personal experience. How did you guys go about making sure that you talked to your, you know, your users, to your patients, to make sure that you could give them the best product?
Well, I arrogantly believed that even though I'd just been in the cannabis world for a little over a year when I started the Inbox with my partners, that I could leverage all my existing sales and marketing contacts. I could leverage all my social media contacts because I'd been, you know, social media influencer, a marketing trainer, a consultant for a long time. And I figured, wow, you know, this is just another product. As long as I deliver on its promise of delivering perfect moments, it's gonna take off. This is gonna be easy. And come to find out really quickly, the mission that I had been doing with hemp and CBD of educating people and normalizing it and making it acceptable was twice as hard, if not three times as hard, in the THC world, where I would go to my friends and I would go to my contacts and they would say, no, you know, Chris, I love your product and I'm going to use it, but I can't talk about it on my social media because my banking contract or my real estate contract or my automobile contract might cancel me because I'm talking about marijuana.
Oh, wow.
And so it was a really hard transition and lesson for me to learn that I had to really educate people, and really the normalization of how amazing this product is, including marijuana and the delivery of it and the curated moment of it, was ahead of its time, you know, from normal conversations. You know, we're a little over a year and a half old, and it's just now getting to the point where people are coming out of the cannabis closet, for example.
That's true. A lot of people are coming out on their LinkedIn, especially professional people, finally admitting it. What do you think has been the most challenging aspect of getting into the market?
Well, and that's been really the big benefit of working with a product like the Inbox and with Elixmol and its product, is you can really be proud of that product when you have it. It doesn't look like the standard cannabis product that we traditionally heard about, right? It doesn't have a pot leaf on them. They don't have Rasta colors. They aren't, you know, not, you know, looks like something that somebody came up with during a session of getting stoned and high. And it's not silly. It's important. It feels valuable, right? Yeah. And so a lot of people feel proud about it. So it's easier for them to share about it. It's easier for them to talk about it. Their conversation starters, whether it's Elixinol and their very medical looking products, you know, that you'd normally see in a CVS or at a Whole Foods, or it's Elixinol or a Club M product that, you know, you could easily see at any bar or any smoke shop, like a nice high-end library even.
Yeah. Well, so you kind of mentioned at the very beginning that, you know, you got a meeting of the minds with that fabulous designer. You had an idea of, you know, more of a cigar box speakeasy. Of another partner thought, no, I want to take the Apple route. And so how did you kind of combine all of those things to talk to your target market? And who is your target market?
So our target market is that innovator, that guy that waits in line for the iPhone 8, right? the lady that works at Google, but also, you know, plays in a band at night, right? It's those people that need that creative outlet and are the influencers in their own circles. That's our ideal client. Mm-hmm. Those guys that, you know, want to get new products every month, don't like to smoke the same thing every month, don't like to, you know, have to go down to the dispensary and pick out all their products. They like us to be able to deliver them the newest, latest, greatest, and trust us to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, I love, the first time I saw the M-Box, I was just thoroughly impressed. And the fact that each month you really do get this new concept, this new idea, and this new theme, it speaks to the innovators.
Thank you. Yeah, the intention behind it is to give you, so because in the box when you get it, it has a theme on the outside, on the spine, and each theme is a verb, an action, an intention that we ask everybody to try and create with their perfect moment. Once you open up the inbox, we've got a letter in there with inspirational quotes and some explanation of the product and how they all connect together to create a perfect moment that you could have yourself or share with others. Because it's not our intention to get people couch locked or just get people stoned, but it's for them to expand and upgrade their lives with cannabis products.
So tell us about the Club M team and the company culture.
Sure. So the Club M team and culture was really a big part of the creation and the benefit of what it can bring. The way that came about was, again, another added value from our designer, Martha Martin, because when she was helping us design it initially, she was a contractor, and I was really excited about bringing her on as a regular part of the team. And I asked her what it would take, and she said, "Chris, the only way I will do that is if you guys become a for-benefit company." I had no idea what that meant. I'd never heard the word before. But what that means is our company is designed, and its main intention is to bring benefit to our society and our community. It's not, its intention isn't for profit, though it is profitable. Its intention isn't just to deliver cannabis, though it does it really well. Mm-hmm. Our intention is to bring the benefit of supporting the local and community by giving money to the arts and music organizations in our cities and communities. We do that by giving them funding, helping with scholarships, promoting events, having those entertainers exposed to our members on a monthly basis. We do different events, and additionally creating a playlist every month that's included in the inbox. The reason that we chose to go with that idea of benefiting our communities by supporting arts and music community is because cannabis is such a big part of those communities. And it's a shame that a lot of times they have to be ashamed of, or they have to hide, or they have to, you know, there's stories and stories in so many movies that we've all seen where big people in those communities were persecuted or put in jail or thought less of because they smoked cannabis. You know, pretty much the entire blues community would not exist if it wasn't for cannabis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our lives would be darker places. Our lives would be less beneficial if that didn't exist in our, you know, for day-to-day lives. And it's important for me, as my mom, as an artist who grew cannabis in my backyard when I was a kid, really used it for her as a, you know, to expand her mind to be able to create amazing sculptures and paintings and all sorts of things. It was important for me to help connect those dots. So as a company, that's one of our main focuses. So internally, our team goes to those events. Our team looks for those opportunities for us to be able to support the local arts and music communities.
It's time for us to do some sponsor business. More Cannabis Business Minds when we return.
This is Bobby Black, host of Blazin', here to talk to you about 420 Science. I've known Matt and Gary from 420 Science for over a decade. We've spent a lot of time together at the Cannabis Cups in Amsterdam, the Doobie Awards in their hometown of Austin. They were even at my wedding. And I've always admired their integrity and how they've built 420 Science from the ground up to become the most trusted online head shop. Visit 420science.com/podcast for an exclusive deal on pipes and more from genuine people who put their customers first. That's 420science.com/podcast.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Great minds think alike because they listen to Cannabis Business Minds. Presented by live-consulting.com. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Absolutely. And well, I mean, we see you around with the Club M Box, which is such an, like, not the box, but the van.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The caravan. And, you know, you were at the Emerald Exchange. I think you were at the 420 games. So you're clearly really trying to, create that community within the cannabis industry in Southern California. How have you been able to do the music aspect of it? Can you talk to us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So our launch party included a couple of artists that were singing at the event that we found here locally in San Diego. We're working with a couple of musicians to create and produce meditation and focus music that is at the that vibrates at the exact same level as plants do, so cannabis. So while you're smoking cannabis, if you're listening to this, the intention of doing that is going to allow you to connect to the plant and even expand yourself and upgrade your thinking and creativity by doing so. Additionally, at all these different events that we go to, we always look to connect new musicians and artists. I was on Hail Mary Jane with a couple of artists, local artists there in Venice. And we commissioned them to be able to do some pieces for us so that we auctioned off to raise money for a scholarship fund. We're always looking for ways to mm-hmm. know, what's great about our community is while we're out there meeting people, there's always a new outlet for us to connect with.
Absolutely.
The easiest way we do that though, is we create a playlist every month of different artists, and we're always looking for great artists that meet the same theme as the box each month.
That's so cool. One aspect of being a market leader is innovation, and it is ensuring that you are different and unique than your competitors. I'm sure that you are not the only, you know, M-Box or like the only subscription-based box in California and in the United States. Clearly, you've kind of defined your competitive advantage by your company culture that you've got. You know, you clearly are strong at branding and marketing. I'm curious, can you talk to us a little bit about how you see competition in this space and kind of your viewpoint on continuing to maintain a competitive advantage?
Sure. So there's a couple of key turning points in my growth of this company that I've really had to check myself as far as, you know, competition and what we're going to do and not bend or change based on pressures, but, you know, continue the focus of what we believe is a successful product. And the first one was the continual pressure to lower our price point. A lot of our perceived competition in the market are $30, $40, $50 boxes that are just delivering gear. Mm-hmm. They're not delivering, the medication. They're not delivering the flower, the edibles. And, there was a pressure for us to lower our price point, even though we're delivering $200 worth of value every month for already $100, which is a huge value.
Yeah.
But just the point of entry at $100 was challenging for people.
Mm-hmm.
So, there was that pressure, and it came to a point where we had to decide what we wanted to do. And a big turning point for our company is when we decided to launch $1,000 box, the M1K box. And when we did that, we really set the the bar of what it takes to be in this industry, in the luxury brand industry for cannabis. We were in several news magazines, Forbes magazine, Now This did a huge video on us, and it showed that there was a big market for those. I personally didn't think that I was going to sell those boxes. I personally thought once I went to Whitney over at Apothecary and had her design some ones for us, that we'd, have some great gifts internally, and, maybe one person will buy it. We sold out.
You sold out?
Immediately with those boxes.
Wow.
We sold them.
Wow.
Well, we sold out, and the that happened so quickly, and it really, reaffirmed to us that, going lower and just trying to hit a low price point entry is not what people were wanting. They're wanting the best quality stuff. They're wanting us to find it and curate it for us. For them, and they have the money to spend on it because they're already doing it.
Yeah. Well, and you know your target client, right? Like we asked you at the very beginning, you're like, oh, they're the innovators. So those are the guys that are going to be walking in line or waiting in line for an iPhone 8, and they have the budget to purchase the $1,000 box. Before we get like to the speed round and like dived a little bit deeper into this, what was in that $1,000 box?
So the $1,000 box, I already mentioned, we had a custom box made by Apothecary.
Okay.
We had the first ones that she got off the assembly line. And they were each one individually different because they were made from recycled wine barrels. So no two were the same. They had our logo etched into it and Apothecary's logo. It had all sorts of tools and storage. It was locking. It's a humidor. Then there was a variety of over $1,000 worth of cannabis products that came along with that, from Humboldt to Evokes to True Humboldt Flower to DeFont's chocolates, Cali Gold chocolates, Lord Jones.
Yeah, so the, just like
we had
a very
some amazing, amazing flower from all over the place. So it was great.
Oh man, I wish we had. I wish we had known. So do you? So that was like very strategic, right? Is that something that if someone's listening, like, well, I want this $1,000 box.
Yeah, have you done it again?
Will you do it again?
So I will do another project. I probably won't tell you what it is now, but we have two planned coming up.
Yeah. Awesome.
And one that's coming out in July. It's going to be even top the $1,000 box.
Oh.
What I can tell you is that we're launching a concierge service. So for those people that are buying that, are asking for us to fill that each month with new products. And so it wasn't additionally a subscription, it was a one-time gift type purchase.
Yeah.
But now what they're asking for is a concierge service where we pick those products and we share those products. Every month for them, and they can pick different levels of how much they want to spend, whether it's for a continual gift, which was interesting development that I didn't expect, because now with the Prop 64, the people were able to gift cannabis to people.
Oh yeah.
And so I have several real estate agents and bankers, when they close a big deal, they gift somebody an inbox.
Oh.
So they gift them a subscription to the inbox.
Wow, that's a fantastic.
So we've started customizing those for those guys with their own little thank you note and things like that.
Oh, that's so you're saying there are people that are wanting $1,000 worth of cannabis products a month. That's awesome. I mean, I would love to just have a bunch of those people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's so much less labor.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
Well, it seems like it might be, but we do a high level of customer service. And if you look online, we've got over 100 reviews on our website where people give us, 4 or 5 stars, and they just rave, about good products, but mainly about our customer service and our attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
We provide world-class service. We build relationships with each and every one of our customers. And they know most of our internal team by first name, and share stories of how cannabis is helping them, and their family members, and it's just become a really good, beneficial relationship for everybody on many levels.
Yeah. How has technology been playing a role right now in kind of what you're doing, and how are you getting prepared for licensing in 2018?
So preparing for licensing is an interesting playing field because it seems to change every couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
you know, depending on each city and what laws and the rules that they end up setting, based on, you know, whether distribution licenses are going to be required or not, and where, if a public event is going to be available or not, a private event is going to be available or not. It seems to change quite frequently. And we're trying to traverse that. We've retained several lawyers to work with us to make sure that we're doing everything legal and, and following all California state laws. As far as technology, we've been very much innovators. You know, we're able to work with credit cards. We're able to work with a bank. We're able to do subscriptions. We're able to have a great website. It's been amazing technology, and a lot of that just has to be open and transparent and not trying to play games with people. And when we do that, you know, they honor that and have been very helpful in the growth of our company.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, everything's changing in California, especially with that trailer bill. There's still so much
unknown.
Yeah,
and especially with any technology.
Well, and we're having to think even outside of California, because this year we'll be expanding into Nevada,
really?
Probably Michigan, and in Oregon.
Congrats. That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah.
Well, those, I mean, you know, just Vegas is begging for an inbox.
Oh, God, I could only imagine. That's the high rollers, right.
$10,000 boxes.
Yeah, I mean, and just, like, making, especially the exclusivity of it, you know? Yeah. Like, the fact that it's, like, this limited edition, this very cool, unique experience. And I think that's where we see really big brands that are doing great things. It's not that it's just a product or it's a service. It's a true experience.
Yep.
Yeah, and because truthfully, that's what I sell. That's what I offer to people. That's I provide a service. I don't make a product, right? I find amazing quality products and deliver them to amazing quality people. So it's all about the presentation and the experience that somebody has. And so that's why customer service has become really the product that I deliver.
Yeah.
Awesome. I was reading on your LinkedIn profile, and on there it said that you help people overcome the psychological, creative, and strategic barriers that hold people back from achieving their professional, personal, and creative goals. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, I have a really good PR director. She writes really good stuff. But I grew up in the marketing and sales world, helping businesses before I got into the cannabis world. My main focus was helping entrepreneurs start their own business. And what I found really quickly is what stops people most of the time is either an overthinking perfectionism or a fear. And I point those out really quickly. My consulting business was called Into Sight, because what we did was brought those fears and those overthinking tendencies into focus so that they could see them. And when they had to face those, like a mirror, based the way I would act and just make them face those. And when they did, they were able to make a decision that they wanted to move forward or they weren't. And it saves a lot of time, because there's a lot of people that figure they need to go to college for 12 years to figure out how to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that think they need to go get, you know, hire a whole team to build the website that needs to, you know, and it all needs to be perfect before they launch. Mm-hmm. And what I learned early on from a lot of smart people is that the road to starting your own business and the road to being an entrepreneur is very much like driving at night. And you can only see the part that your headlights are showing you right now. You don't know what's coming up, but you can only act and move forward based on that. Mm-hmm. If you try and guess what's ahead, you'll never be successful. So we help with that.
Very necessary. I'm one of those people who gets really caught up in the details, but that's a really good point.
Yeah. I mean, the whole concept of the lean startup is to, you know, try something, your minimal viable product. Task at hand, and like set these sprint goals and test. And I love that the digital economy is kind of transpiring, I think, sometimes to business, where you're like, well, does this really work? Like, did that marketing campaign really work? And just just working a lot with tech companies, I just have been able to see that, you know, their approach to user testing and user experience. I think you've done it with Mbox. I think a lot of companies could do it in their operations. It's like, hey, well, could we be doing this better? Continual improvement and really kind of just assessing the situation.
Yep.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, we're going to be doing the speed round. Are you going to be ready?
I hope so.
It's time for us to do some sponsor business. More Cannabis Business Minds when we return.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Himping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
Great minds think alike because they listen to Cannabis Business Minds. Presented by live-consulting.com, only on cannabisradio.com.
All right, so this is Simone and Kristen with Cannabis Business Minds, and we are talking to the co-founder of Mbox, Chris, and we are about to start the speed round. Are you ready?
I am. I'm ready. I got my track shoes on.
Nice.
Great. Okay, so as a business leader, how do you make decisions and stay ahead of the market?
The easiest way for me to make decisions is quickly. I'm quick to make a decision and slow to change my mind.
Nice.
Man of his yes, you know exactly what's happening. Chris, what motivates you?
What motivates me every day to get up out of bed is to make sure that I'm able to change the perception of cannabis. I know I judge a lot of people. I know I judge my own family when it comes to cannabis. And I want to redeem that and make cannabis something people can all be proud of.
All right.
Okay. If someone is just getting into the industry, what is something that they should know?
That their company and their brand needs to be able to exist outside of the cannabis world. That the brand and the culture needs to be very much like any other business. They can't just fly on the leaf to make them successful.
That was excellent.
Yes.
That was excellent.
Yeah.
Last question, and I think you've alluded to it a little bit, but talk to us where you are going to be a year from now.
Well, a year from now, I hope to be in three different markets with the Mbox, and Elixinol will be in, right now we're in 27 different countries, so we hope to be in 50 by another year.
Wow.
That's
super impressive.
That's super great. Before we wrap up, is there anything else that you wanted to share with us?
I would just love that anybody and everybody that wanted to join Club M, that they are able to use a discount code and get 10% off.
Absolutely.
And free shipping. They can use 420 friends.
420
friends. They use that code. 420 Friends. They'll get 10% off and free shipping.
All right, perfect. And then for everybody that's listening, we will put along with this podcast on our show notes on liv-consulting.com, Chris's show notes, which will also link directly to your website, Chris, and we'll include the promo code for them.
Yes, it was so great having you on today.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining Cannabis Business Minds.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. I listen to rap, and when I all of a sudden understand one of their lyrics, like 5 years later, I'm like, oh my God, like I get it. Yeah, but it's so cool when you learn something new about a product.
Yeah.
It's like, oh wow, it's so much thought put into it.
Yeah.
I love it. You really do curate experiences, and we can get pretty jaded in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
By just, you know, getting delivery service it's true. Or dispensaries. It's true.
And the bar is pretty low in the subscription box. You know, there's just a lot of stuff thrown into a cardboard box and sent out.
Yeah.
So we hope that everybody appreciates it.
Yeah. Well, I kind of prompted you. I didn't know how much you wanted to talk about it, about the competitor. But I hope that you guys are just dominating market share, because it seems like you should be. Just with, you know, how much we see you, the fact that you are branding, marketing, Tara's on your team. I mean, you know, you've been written up, the whole $1,000. So I hope that you really are the leader in this.
Yeah, we're trying, you know, the competitor that will remain nameless in any other public setting, but AU Boxes. They get picked up almost all the same time as us,
really?
Just because they're the only other guy they tag along just about every other time as far as press. Now, as far as sales, they're doing a horrible job at delivering on their promise. They're doing a horrible job at vendor relations. I end up picking up most of the stuff they've promised to buy or from other people because they'll place an order and then cancel.
Well, you know what?
But
though?
I think what they've done, what they've done is indicative of what other cannabis companies do, is that they try and please everyone.
Yeah,
you know, if you look at her product offering, she's got 12 different boxes, and that is a logistics scalability nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, I bet
nobody knows how hard a subscription box is, and I would lose, I'd have no hair if I had to make 12 different versions of the inbox every month.
Yeah. Oh, I wish we had asked you a little bit more about kind of the logistics behind it.
We can.
Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit, and we can edit it, about the logistics behind it, or would you be hesitant that would
sure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So one of the things that we see a lot with just any basic client in cannabis, and actually just even in manufacturing, anybody that has inventory, is that they don't manage their inventory at all, or that they don't do it well.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kristen, supply chain operations, that's her background. And I mean,
oh, wow.
Yeah. And so what are your thoughts about this from the MBOX perspective?
I totally understand. With Venice Cookie Company, too, having so many products, I would think the same with the MBOX. You don't want to have 100 different pieces in 10 different boxes, right?
Right. No, it could be a logistics nightmare. And that's why, so the MBOX every month, one of the big requests, the only request that I always say no to, is when somebody says, can I customize my box? you know, I only like sativa, or I only like indica, or I don't want edibles, or I want all concentrates. I tell them, you know what? We have over 250 different items in our store. You're happy to pick any one of them that you desire, and we'll ship them to you anywhere in California. However, if you want to get the inbox, you have to trust that I'm going to create a perfect moment for you, because it's an amazing deal and they're amazing products. If that's not something that interests you or excites you, then the inbox isn't for you. And I learned a long time ago that telling people, you know, that there's other people that provide those services, and I'm not going to serve everybody. Not everybody's my client.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very freeing, and it's helped me to be, you know, successful with the inbox.
Yeah.
Because you're right, logistical nightmare it would be to be able to make 12, 13, 20, you know, 320 different variations potentially.
Yeah, because also you're just...
Right now.
Yeah, it could cannibalize your sales. Well, also, you're, you know, maybe... A, logistics, it sucks. B, B, you're not really talking to anybody. So you're not talking, you know, I mean, you don't have a clear message. But those, I mean, you cannot measure your sales data that well.
Ready to order. Might as well just be a delivery service.
Exactly.
Where you don't have anything put together ready to go. You have to wait for someone to order, then put it together, which takes much more labor, much more time to get that together.
Yeah.
And technically, we run both of those businesses. So the inbox itself is a curated product that that you can receive every month. And that's an amazing value and amazing service. But anybody that's within our club, whether they get the inbox or not, they can order any one of our products from our website that we've had in our last boxes. Mm. So we have those available on our store for people to purchase. So they can order those and get the benefits of all the great brands that we have without having to have the inbox. But if you want that, then the value that you get, you have to trust that we're going to do a great job.
Yeah.
And what you can do now is look at the history of all of the boxes. We've created 15 different boxes now. I'm launching 16 this coming month. The 15 volumes we've delivered, close to 3,000 boxes.
Wow.
But 15 different volumes of those boxes. And you can go back and see all the amazing products that are in them. And people currently go back and buy them. Instead of subscribing, they'll buy an old version, an old volume. Some people even buy the whole collection. They just want them all.
Oh, I like that. I mean, so for you, how long? We're all about process improvement. And, you know, you've 3,000, you're about to be on your 16th box. That's incredible. How long, at what box did you guys really maintain? Like, okay, we've got this process down. We know how to streamline this. We know, exactly how long it's going to take. We've kind of nailed down our standard operating procedures around that. What point in your, from idea stage to you did your first box to right now, did you feel like, okay, yeah, we've got this going on?
So there's a couple of parts to that decision making, to feeling that way. The first part was being able to, I guess the epiphany came once people started other vendors, product makers, flower growers, all saw us as somebody they wanted to work with. In the beginning, it was really difficult because they didn't see the value of Club M to them, right? They didn't. So they only saw me and the inbox opportunity as another place to sell some products instead of a marketing opportunity like it is for them. Because every brand that's in the box gets featured in all the press that we get.
Exactly.
So it's like going to a trade show. It's like we take all of our brands to a trade show with us. They all get into the Forbes magazine article. They all get into, your Refinery 29 or Daily Mail because they're part of that box, right?
Yep.
So once they see that value, now that we have that success on our belt, now they're coming to us and saying, hey, we want to work with you, and it makes it a really great synergy. But until that point, it was really hard to secure brands regularly that we could be able to have on time. The next challenge for us was when we went from selling a couple, 100, 120 boxes to selling 300 and 400 boxes. So now, while we love and continue to find independent brands and smaller companies within California to help them grow, they have a tough time meeting that development, being able to create that many products and get them to us on time. The other part is there's so many people, unfortunately, in the cannabis industry that make products that I can't sell. I can't offer them.
Yeah.
They don't have testing information. They're not in great packaging. The product itself isn't as great as they'd hoped it would be. As great as you think your bath bomb is, it's not always the same quality of a product that I'd like to have in the box.
Well, I mean, also that's great though. You've set the bar high and
literally
the bar high.
Pun intended.
Exactly. And, probably it's just part, as, we were talking about the corporate culture, if you want to work with Club M in the vendor capacity or in that B2B relationship, that they need to
get your stuff together.
Yeah, get the stuff together. So,
yeah, that's cool. Great.
Right. Yeah, it's hard. I think that's the hardest part for me is sometimes I have to tell somebody that their baby that they loved and curated is ugly. and I don't like doing that,
yep.
But it's important, for some people that, you know, a handwritten sticker on the side of their tincture jar that they bought at Walmart isn't going to be able to be a great sustainable business.
Well, you're not helping anyone by not telling them. Unfortunately,
yeah. Right.
You might, you know, no one wants to hear the truth except, you know, people that realize maybe I could be doing something better. I'm like us, we're totally open to constructive criticism. That's how you grow.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like the people on American Idol, someone needs to tell them they can't sing before they let their friend go on national television and make a complete fool of themselves.
Yeah, I mean, because,
you know,
Oh my gosh, I love that connection. I'm totally going to start calling myself the American Idol.
The American Idol.
Yeah, wait, what's that guy? Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell. But
I'm the Simon Cowell kid. It's great.
Yeah. No, you definitely are not.
You definitely aren't. But I mean, the point is this. Before we wrap up, is that 80%, more than 80% of startups fail. And being in the cannabis industry is way, way harder with regulation, with the testing requirements and whatnot.
And I totally want to make that clear. I don't believe I figured everything out. I'm totally willing to learn, and I learn from people like yourselves all the time in this industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what's been great about working in cannabis, is it feels very much like the internet age. When I first started working with different website businesses, you know, late 80s, early 90s, and where everybody's kind of helping each other, you know, like the birth of Twitter, you know, everybody's connected and talking. So I really like the feeling of the cannabis community, you know, working with Women Grow, working with yourselves is just, it's been amazing.
Great. No, good to hear. And keep up the good work. I mean, you clearly have a team of like experts in branding, PR, logistics, and law. So, you know, you've done something great, which a lot of people we try to tell, like, you need to have your arsenal of professionals to help you in this business. So,
exactly.
Yeah. Thank
you. Yeah. You can't do it all yourself.
No.
As much as you'd like to believe it.
You can't. Yeah. You really can't.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Cool.
Well, I'm glad we added that little part because we'll probably put that in the halfway through, but that was excellent insight, Chris.
Yeah, very, very awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cool. And thank you for dealing with our hiccups. It's just crazy. We're so happy we got signed. So this, I mean, our...
Simone's like, turn off the timer.
Yeah, like we cannot do it. Like our reach now is basically going tenfold. Because we just got picked up.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's just crazy because we normally do one interview.
We're prepared, too, but this is like five more pieces to each episode.
It's like you need to take a break, and you need to introduce the break, and it needs to be in 10 minutes.
Yeah, we're not NPR.
Chris is such a cool guy, and it was so fascinating to hear his story about Inbox.
Absolutely. I never would have thought, looking at his product, the true intention that comes from that, from Chris, from his company, from everyone that's been a part of each box's theme. And I just love the fact that they're all about curating an experience, not just delivering different cannabis products with a theme. It's so much more than that. When he was talking about including music, that
the playlist,
like the sound waves are the same that plants react to. So that's insanely cool to think, like, who's thought of that, to put all these different things in there, including music, to really bring you onto the same plane.
I mean, he's an artist. He's a branding genius. And you know, I think we said at the very end, it's like, it's the experience. It's not a product. It's the experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my takeaway was logistics and how, you know, he has strategically done just one Inbox, because the chaos that could be associated with having multiple boxes and coordinating the different pieces of inventory and all the different vendors just seems out of control and just like something way too hard to do. So I was really impressed that, like, just as much as he had thought out of the branding, it seems that they've really honed in their process through, you know, picking the right vendors, making sure that the vendors can scale, and then also really ensuring that they can probably track inventory.
And I love how he said, and it's something we learn and it's something that all new companies learn, is that if you target everybody, you target nobody. And it's so easy when you're a startup to really, well, okay, yeah, we can work with them and we can work with them. And well, don't we want to work with them or whatever? And he had a $1,000 box.
Yes. Yeah.
They just sold out immediately.
What a hero story. Yeah.
It's, the point is not like, you know, it's not just about the products. It's not just about the prices.
Mm-hmm.
It's knowing who is your demographic and creating something that they would love.
Yeah. And knowing, and I just love that he was like, we were thinking about changing our price and then we decided to create the $1,000 box. Like, that is the hero story for so many people that are in that startup phase and maybe aren't getting the sales that they want. Maybe because it takes a while. Like, that's the thing. I think
nothing
a lot of
nothing happens overnight.
Nothing happens overnight. And I think a lot of, you know, these startups think that, boom, I'm going to get successful. Boom, I'm going to get on Forbes. Boom, some amazing thing's going to happen. No.
Not
at all. It takes
a
lot of hard work.
And capital.
And capital.
Yes.
Capital, too.
To figure it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then those people that got the $1,000 box are like, I wish you had a monthly.
Yeah. Oh, I could actually do that on a monthly basis.
Exactly.
Perfect. Well, great episode of Cannabis Business Minds with Chris.
Yes, I'm so glad we got to talk to him.
Yep. Thank you for joining us for this edition of Cannabis Business Minds. You can download episodes of our program by going to cannabisradio.com. or subscribing to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and very soon on iHeartRadio.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.